Dara Hickey from the Web Summit, in charge of press. You're very welcome to Northside today.
Good to hear from you.
Cheers. Thanks so much for joining us, Dara. Dara, can you tell our listeners a little about this year's Web Summit?
Yeah, this year's Web Summit is our kind of biggest summit ever. Essentially, what we do is we bring together the different parts of the tech sector in Ireland. So if you're a designer and you're or a developer, you know, you might meet somebody who's a digital marketer and potentially build an app together, that kind of thing. And then we also bring together about 1,000 people from outside of Ireland. Many of them are from startups, or they could be from big tech companies that you know, like Google and Facebook. We put them all together. There's about 3,000 people coming to Dublin from right across the world, from Japan, Nigeria, etc., on October 17th and 18th for the Web Summit. So we've got a fantastic lineup of speakers, and they're as interesting as the director of Men in Black to people like Victoria Ransom, who sold her company Wildfire to Google for $450 million in August, to people like Michael Acton Smith, who is the founder of Moshi Monsters, which is a really, really popular game for children of a certain age. It's got millions of players worldwide. So they're all kind of coming in to tell their stories about how they've created incredible companies and they're doing amazing things. Then we also have 250 tech startups exhibiting at the event. So about 100 of them are Irish and 150 of them are coming from abroad. So they're here mainly to try and show off their products, show off what they're doing, but also to try and seek investment. We've got 50 entrepreneurs, 50 investors coming from abroad, 50 different investment companies, I should say. And they're going to do over 500 meetings with early stage startups at the event. So it's a great opportunity if people are raising money, you know, trying to kind of get their idea to take off. And they'll also meet interesting media. So we've got people from Forbes, people coming from the New York Times, from TechCrunch, from the Wall Street Journal, etc., all coming to Dublin for the Web Summit.
And it's a great opportunity for people to network and to meet as well in person. I've just been looking at the website, and it's impressive, as you had said. Moshi Monsters, you've got Coursera, Eventbrite, Coder Dojo. So you're covering gaming, education, apps, and like you really have actually covered pretty much everything.
Yeah, I mean, we've covered it all. I mean, the stages that we have are so diverse and so interesting. We've got a stage, you know, very that kind of, especially for developers. So, you know, on that you'll hear the founder of Mozilla talking about the history of HTML5. You'll have kind of CTOs of top tech companies talking about their stories, about the kind of problems that they encountered designing products and coming up, you know, with the kind of engineering nightmares that they've had to encounter. Then we have a cloud stage dealing specifically with all things cloud, enterprise solutions, you know, whether to go public or private in the cloud, which is stuff that I can't possibly comprehend, but it's very, very interesting to a certain section of our audience. And then we've got a digital marketing stage where we have people like David Shing of AOL speaking, also the former head of digital for The Onion, speakers from Gap, from HubSpot, lots of really, really interesting people. And that's a stage that we found really kind of resonates with a lot of people. You've got, you know, everyone from the heads of digital and the people from traditional agencies to CEOs who don't quite understand, you know, why their company might need a Twitter account or a Pinterest or what they should be doing on Facebook or anything like that. So they're coming to kind of hear about the latest trends in technology and to ensure that they're not being left behind. And then you have other people, people who, for instance, might have a knitwear business, a traditional knitwear business, who are coming just to hear what they could possibly do to expand their business and give it a kind of more of a global reach. So it appeals to such a cross-section of society, the Web Summit. It's a really, really kind of interesting event from that point of view. And this year we're very lucky that we have well over 1,000 people coming to the Web Summit from outside of Ireland. So it's become truly an international event and not just an Irish event.
I think it's an absolutely brilliant event to have on in this country, especially in the times that we're in. For even we've had Code Academy on the programme recently. We've had people from Khan Academy, and the response that we're getting from people is fantastic. Even education through, let's say, Coder Dojo, down the Science Gallery in Cork. The Web Summit, this is going to foster and create a lot of interest, for young and not so young as well.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Kodo Dojo there, and James Welton, who's the founder of Kodo Dojo, he spoke at the Web Summit just about 18 months ago, talking about how he hacked the iPad Nano when he was 15. So he started Kodo Dojo just over a year ago now, and there's already 100 dojos from right across the world, and he's bringing in a number of his Kodo Dojo kids, which we'll celebrate on stage. As well, and some of them have just got amazing achievements. So it's good to see that there are young people in this country who are really, really tech savvy and doing incredible things, building apps that are successful on the App Store. And you know, hopefully these will be the entrepreneurs that help lead the country out of recession. Hopefully we won't have to wait too long. You know, it's great to see young people getting really, really involved with technology. And another aspect of the Web Summit this year is that we have quite a number of female speakers. I know last year we came in for a little bit of criticism, not having enough women speakers. And what we frankly found was there weren't enough kind of women in technology. And I know that's something that the European Union is trying to deal with, trying to get more women on boards, because that's certainly the same in public listed companies. So we've put together a leaders' lunch where we're bringing together the leaders in tech in Ireland, because we're very, very fortunate in Ireland that many of the multinational companies are actually led by women, Facebook being one, and PayPal being another. Both of them, their Irish operations are led by women. So they're coming together with a number of international speakers that we've brought in. And you mentioned Coursera there, Daphne Collar from Coursera. Is coming together for our leaders' lunch, which is part of the Web Summit. And then we've got people like Soraya Darabi, who headed up social media at the New York Times, Nea Barat, who is head of new products for ABC News. And we've got Victoria Ransom, who I mentioned earlier, who's got an incredible entrepreneurial story to tell. So women in tech is another focus for us. And one of the campaigns that we're launching in the next few days is called Change the Ratio. And that's to encourage more women to get into technology. And to get to kind of get to grips with all things tech.
That's brilliant. And you're dispelling the myth as well that it's just that the Web Summit is a boys' club. It certainly is not.
No, we're certainly trying. We're certainly trying not to be a boys' club. I mean, there is quite a lot of men involved in technology. So it's good to balance things out and change that ratio.
And adding to that as well, you're supporting the younger people as well, and not so young, with the spark of genius that you're running as well throughout the summit.
Yeah, the Spark of Genius, which is kindly sponsored by Electric Ireland, is a big part of what we do at the Web Summit. It's giving startups a bit of a leg up. So, you know, we have people who've entered the Spark of Genius from right across the world. This year we were lucky, as we opened it up internationally and not just to Irish people, the numbers entering the Spark really, really rose. There are almost 1,000 people enter the Spark of Genius, which really shows that there's kind of entrepreneurialism is taking off, in the sense that more and more people are looking to start up their own companies. And I think that's probably a testament both to the time that we're giving a different outlook from people in general, and that they're kind of feeling that they do have the powers, the ability and the interest in starting their own business. So that's kind of an interesting trend that we're seeing, and the more of that, the better.
And this is only like your third year.
About coming up to our kind of third major Web Summit. So it started by Paddy Cosgrave, who kicked this off back in late 2009 in a lecture hall in Trinity with about 200 people. And since then, it's grown and grown. This year, there'll be over 3,000 people in the RDS at the Web Summit. So it's quite a large affair. It was Paddy's kind of part-time hobby, and now it's become a full-time job for over 30 people.
I look very much forward to keeping an eye on everything you do over there at the Web Summit anyway. And if people want to catch up with it, it's the 17th, 18th in the RDS Hall number 1, is it?
Yeah, it's in the RDS in Dublin. It's the main hall in the RDS, and also the concert hall, and some of the other buildings throughout the RDS. And you can find more details on websummit.net.
That's perfect. Dara Hickey from websummit.net, thanks so much for joining us on Northside today.
Thanks very much, John.